You're listening to SBS News.
Adrianna Rebus was arrested by Australian police on Tuesday and will remain behind bars this week, facing the prospect of extradition to her homeland. The 66-year-old is wanted in Chile over the alleged kidnapping of seven people during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Ms. Rebus appeared in a Sydney court by video link on Wednesday. Outside court, lobbyist and lawyer Adriana Navarro hugged members of Sydney's Chilean community and said the arrest of Ms. Rebus had caused a mixture of elation, sadness and pain.
It's a landmark because this is the first case of this kind between Chile and Australia pursuant to the treaty for extradition.
Adriana Rebus has lived in Australia for 30 years. She was allegedly employed by Chile's secret police, which operated what have been called secretive extermination centres. In an interview with the SBS Spanish program in 2013, she denied the kidnapping charges, but defended the use of torture in Chile as necessary.
Well, in Chile there's been torture for as long as I can remember. Everyone knew they had to do it to somehow break people's silence because communists are closed-minded.
Ms. Rebus moved to Sydney in 1978, where she's worked in Bondi as a nanny and a cleaner. She was detained while on a family holiday in Chile in 2006, but fled the country while on bail 3 years later. In 2014, Chile's Supreme Court endorsed an extradition application, but it wasn't until yesterday that Ms. Rebus was arrested by Australian authorities. A brief hearing was adjourned almost immediately after Ms. Rebus's lawyer said they needed more time to prepare. Ms. Rebus's appearance by video link in court was still a significant sight for members of Sydney's Chilean community. Some, like Marta Olea, say the case brings up other painful memories of their home country.
Well, yeah, during the dictatorship, my father, my brother, my husband was in detention and suffered a lot of the torture. And myself too, I suffered the persecution from the dictatorship too, just because we think different, you know. And it was a very sad situation in our family and destroyed our family in many ways.
The matter returns to court next week. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.